I was recently reminded of something I had watched before, but had forgotten about. This was a video of some children and their families. And this video showed that the children were obsessed with technology. The title of the video was called Heartbreaking Video of How Technology Addiction is Changing Childhood. Unfortunately, it appears that this video has been taken down from the internet. At least I can't find it. But I remember the gist of it, so let me summarize it for you. This video examined the lives of three generations of the same families. First, they interviewed the grandparents, asking about their favorite childhood memories. The grandparents recalled stories of camping, fishing, riding bikes, building things, exploring in the woods, and so forth. You could see their eyes light up with emotion, recalling wonderful memories. Similarly, the parents, the second generation, recalled many of the same wonderful memories. Then it came time for the third generation, the children, to explain their favorite memories. They gave responses to the effect of this. The time I beat that boss on such and such game. Talking to friends on Xbox Live, or talking to my friends with my cell phone. Or playing with my tablet. Yes, playing with my tablet has to be my favorite memory. When the parents and the grandparents saw video of this, they were heartbroken. Many of them so much so that their eyes welled up with tears. It began to sink in that their children and grandchildren were missing out on many of the best things of life, particularly the best things of childhood. It was at this point that the parents realized they needed to start laying down some serious ground rules for technology. Please understand this. I'm not in any way against technology in and of itself. I am thankful for the technological advances that have been made in recent years. There are so many tools available today that simply were not available that long ago, that really make our lives easier, and these tools can aid us in our Christianity as well. Technological advances have made evangelism much easier in many ways. For instance, these technological advances have made this radio station possible. But friends, we do have to make sure that technology remains in its proper place, that we do not allow it to become an idol in our lives. If I'm getting more excited about the newest tablet or the newest phone model than I am about spiritual activities such as worshiping the Lord or fellowshipping fellow Christians or evangelism, then I have a technology problem. If I spend an excessive amount of my money, time, or devotion on technology, then I have a technology problem. And if I'm allowing technology to replace my God-given responsibilities, such as rearing my children or studying God's Word, then I have a technology problem. I get it that technology is great. It really is wonderful in many ways. But I have to remind myself often that my technology can either be a help in my spiritual walk with God, or it can be a hindrance. Let me invite your attention to a few verses regarding this subject. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, 1 Corinthians 10, verses 14 and 23, 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17, and 1 John 5, verse 21. Read those verses sometime when you get a chance. I pray that we will all assess our use of technology, making sure that our use of technology is in accordance with God's will. I'm Chase Green with the Beacon Church of Christ, and this has been Something to Think About.